Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
I love it because Cass and I, we are on a app. We've just been trying to figure out this app for a half an hour before we even could start recording this. So you better go and watch how we recorded this because it took us a long
time. You better be grateful for this or this is not going to happen again because this took us way too long to figure out.
Totally, totally. So we are super happy. I'm actually in Belgium. So for me, it is 4:30 in the afternoon. And for you, it is
8:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Right? Haven't I been awake forever?
Yeah, it looks like your day is ending.
Yeah, it looks like the color of sunset. Nope.
Mm-mm.
It's sunrise.
I can do that. Look at this special effect.
A little warm glow.
Cold glow. Anyway, how you doing, little Betsy? It's been a while since we talked.
I'm doing good. This
is actually the podcast of the Fun Row, which is normally we're just recording our phone conversations. If we would have a little chat during the day, let's record and make it a podcast.
You know, we were just getting set up for this and Steve and I were saying, it's really good that both of us are very terrible at setting this technology up because then we congratulate each other for the small things like, oh, your password was saved. Yay, you got in. Hold on, what's the password to this? Let me help you. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's like really rejoicing in the little things of life. But if he was really good and I was really terrible, I'd always be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about
that. This is also part of our actually podcast today is how to tame your anger. Because thank God, we don't have to get angry against each other because we kind of make the same stupid mistakes and we kind of do the same things right. So we never kind of go like, Cass, come on, everybody knows that. Well, no, everybody knows except the two of us. So
exactly. It's like,
We never have to get angry at each other. That's a good thing. But this is one of the subjects that we're going to talk about today, how to tame your anger and handle your buttons. I love that. By the way, welcome to the Fun Road. By the way, welcome to the Fun Road podcast with
Cass and Steve. Cass and Steve. Buckle up for the Fun Road.
We can't start without that.
No, now it feels official. So my dad used to work for the city of Salt Lake City. That sounds a little repetitive. One of his things that he would do is he would go into each department of the city and he would help counsel people on conflict resolution. And in this being my dad's profession and career, and he also was a mediator for people who were going through divorces so that they could handle their divorces through a mediator and not through like a judge and through court. But he would always come and he would do what we call home night with us kids. And one of our topics that we covered often in these home nights were hot buttons. And he says, you have to know your hot buttons and you have to be aware of your hot buttons so that when someone triggers it, you understand this is my problem and I don't need to like bite their head off because of it. And I had this situation just last weekend. I was doing a Zumba Kids training and we are talking about the health benefits. Are you going to try some different lighting?
Something in my kitchen. Keep going.
So one of the women suggested when you're applying for a grant from a school or from a city, you have to show them like deliverables. Like, okay, if I do this, then this will be the benefits. And she mentioned for the kids to weigh in the beginning and then weigh after they've done 4 months of this Zumba Kids class. So, of course, We're not talking about weight at all. It was just something that she kind of threw out there, not really thinking about it. And I said, you know what? I actually, with kids, we don't talk about weight at all. Like with my kids, I always talk about health and how you feel good and how exercise makes you feel good. Anyway, this one lady raised her hand and was like, excuse me, I am sorry, but I need to stand up and say something here. And it all of a sudden, I raised my hand and I said, this is a hot button, isn't it? And she was like, absolutely, this is a hot button. And it was something, it triggered something back when she was a kid and she felt that she wasn't worthy because of her weight. And I totally get it because it's a hot button of mine where you feel like your worth is somehow measured by the way that you're pulling on the gravity of the earth. You know, you wake up and you get on the scale and that's a hot button for a lot of people. And so we kind of had this conversation about hot buttons and recognizing them. And I think it's such a valuable topic for us because there's so many things that are hot buttons for people, different cultures and different religions and different areas
and that's where
of the world
I
have different hot buttons.
Sometimes go wrong because the way I deal with hot buttons is with humor. When I feel like something's coming up, or even when I know somebody else's hot button, I do it with you all the time. And in the beginning, you were like, how would you even make fun of something that is so hurtful
to
me?
Funny.
And the reason why I do it is to make you realize that it is actually nothing to be hurt about or to be not hurt about, to be feel pain about. Yeah. And it's almost like, I mean, you're a mom. When your kids used to be fall and they look at you and they look at that with that panic in their eyes, like, I hope I didn't, what happened or where do I feel pain? And then they just start screaming out the pain. Yeah. You as a mom, you react, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. Let me see. Oh, look, it's fine. With kids, if you do the same as them, oh my God, oh, are you okay? You feed that fear or you feed that panic.
Yeah.
And me as an adult, I know that I don't like sarcastic humor too much, even though sometimes I do it myself. But I try to find humor in something where people used to feel pain to let them know, look.
Yeah.
Or you can't change it. So you got two choices, deal with it and always make a big drama out of it or deal with it and just say, look, it's not a big deal. I can handle it. I can live with it. It's nothing bad.
I think that you might be misrepresenting yourself because you're very sweet when it's an emotional pain, you're very sweet with it. Should I let my dog in? Can you hear him?
He's got a hot button trying to get in.
My dog. I think he's got a hot button trying to figure out a hot button. So I think that it's more when somebody is overly sensitive about something that they don't need to be sensitive about. It's not something like hurt of like a real emotional pain. It's you know that level very well. And some people still, they don't know how to find lightheartedness in anything really, because they're so hardwired that these topics must be resolved. And this is the only way to see it. And this is the only way to manage this. And I think in recognizing the things that trigger you to anger, it helps you recognize that other people have other triggers. And I see it when you're having a conversation with someone, not you, in general, and you can just see something switches and the energy completely shifts. That's a good indication that you triggered one of their hot buttons. I know that I have some authority issues. That's something that...
In the meantime, I'll talk about my hot buttons. You know, one of the things that I always feel like is, as a kid, it was so hard to grow up as a gay boy. I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast, you kind of figured it out already, or listened to the 100 times I told everybody that I'm gay. And I'm proud now, but it wasn't easy as a kid. And now I feel that sometimes it really, I've been put in a box by many people. And when they treat me as, ooh, you're like, they're going to go see somebody in a zoo and they say, okay, this animal is like that. And this, sometimes I feel the same way, the way that people talk about me, like, wow, you have a different lifestyle and you have different thoughts and different, and it's not true. And when I get like stupid questions, I mean, I'm going to be very open. When I'm in a relationship, sometimes people walk up to me and say, okay, so who's the girl and who's the, I'm like, oh my God, he thinks one of us has a female. Oh my God. Like, and this is a hot button for me where I go like crazy.
I wouldn't consider myself gay if one of us had boobs. I mean, why does one of us have to be a female?
If one of us would be a girl, we would be a straight couple. I mean, gay means you're two men or two women, and there's no difference to that. And for me, growing up in a society, and now it's way better, and you see that it's getting accepted everywhere. And you're a fantastic example because you grew up in a world where you didn't meet many gay people, and now you're surrounded by gay people all the time. And when I hear that now, I have to understand this. Okay, Steve, relax. What I do is I stop, I breathe, I try to understand where it comes from that they're asking me this question. Why? Is it their ignorance? Is it because they're just trying to be funny? Or so I try to listen to them, see what they're saying to me. And when I realize that it's really ignorance and I say, okay, this is just stupid, I say, look, it's their stupidity. I'm not going to charge more and I'm not going to be offended and I'm not going to make it even bigger. There's just people that I cannot change about that, and I just leave it. When it's because they don't really know, I try to educate them sometimes and say, look, this, that, 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 that. So instead of being my hot button being something where I'm always getting angry and I'm trying to charge at the people and wow, who do you think? I stop, breathe, listen, try to make a, how do you say, see what it comes from. Is it from ignorance or really interest? Not
yeah, it's like listen to what they're saying, not what you're exactly hearing. Listen to what they're meaning, not what they're saying. Try and say, okay, it's probably because they're not understanding my background. And it's from, I mean, we might say, oh yeah, well, it's just stupid, but it's from the inexperience of really not understanding a different culture.
Totally.
And I have that with, I know that I grew up the baby of five kids and my mom was working. My stepdad was working. My dad lived in Salt Lake City, the city of Salt Lake City. And there were no adults around.
Yeah.
There weren't. I'd come home, no adults around. I'd go play with my friends. I'd come home like at, you know, 8, 9. Like I was very much on my own. And so I started to develop some real authority issues, especially like when I was my kids' ages. I look at how at that age, I was really, really, really struggled. Oh, hell no.
She got another hot button going on there.
I bring him from outside and he ends up finding the only squeaky toy that we have left, this thing. And I hear him just
You're making your whole house podcast proof for dogs.
I know. Seriously, he's so cute though, but you are such a little turd. No, you don't get to be part of this podcast. So I see that I started to be like, oh, you're an adult? Please don't try and tell me what to do. think that I've managed this long on my own. And I started to notice it later in my career, where people would, they would almost, they're trying to be helpful and they're trying to be super sweet. And I'm looking at it as they're babying me. And I'm like, you don't baby me. I am a grown ass woman. I'm tough. And it's because of that, because it triggers that hot button. And you have it with different people. There's different hot buttons in your work relationship,
totally,
in your friend relationship, with your family, and all different things. And sometimes I'll have it when, another hot button for me is when people who work in customer service aren't nice to people.
And I have experienced that a couple times. And you put down that phone and I'm like, I can't believe that just happened.
Well, or when it's in person, you know, and they're supposed to help you checking in with a flight and they're so bothered by you. I'm like, your job is in customer service. And you're being so mean. And it's a real, it's a hot button of my sister's too. And I can see Emily every once in a while. Like I'm looking at her like, ooh, she losing it.
She going for it.
So we do have some tips, and Steve was talking about these. Number one, when you feel it, because I know you can recognize it, you know when your blood goes from a nice body temperature to boiling, that you need to recognize that as somebody is hitting that hot button and say, hey, don't be hitting my hot button.
Yeah.
That's on the mind.
Yeah. Recognize what it causes and recognize that it is what the reason is. Because sometimes they just give you a little thing and you come up with this whole history about your past, and you got to put it in perspective, that one sentence that sometimes they say. And again, I come back with the same thing, and it helped me grow in my life. The saying, don't judge if you don't know the facts. Because when that one person has that one sentence and I just go crazy over it, and she goes like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, she did not mean, or he did not mean anything of that. And of course, most of the time when I think about it, I said, okay, I'm sure they didn't mean anything bad about it. So you got to resist jumping to conclusions right away, because that is something that is, that we do all the time. We judge without knowing the fact. We jump to this conclusion. We think these people are thinking this way about me. And you cannot do that. It's just a sentence. It's just ignorance sometimes, or they're not knowing. And we come up with a whole big baggage throwing on them. Like, this is what you're saying to me. And they go like, oh, relax, release.
So even when you're listening to them, try and hear that, the underlying truth of what they're saying, and say, even if you were to say as simple as this, help me understand what you mean by that, in a very neutral tone.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes when we ask for more questions for understanding, it opens up the doorway of communication. When someone's coming at us, if we feel they're coming at us, if we say, hey, help me understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
And then it helps them take a step back and kind of have to own what they just blurted out, because sometimes people's mouths run without them really thinking about it. So if you say, hey, help me understand what you mean by that, then it makes them have to own it and explain it. And oftentimes that alone will help. It's almost like somebody lights a long wick and there's a dynamite at the end.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go,
yeah.
You just take it out right there.
And do you know how we do that sometimes as well? And I think that's something fantastic that you do. You do that a lot without knowing. And you actually gotten much better at it the last year. You started to recognize hot buttons for you. And once in a while you say, you know what? They're probably right. They might have a point. And when you think about that, because sometimes when you have a conversation and it's just going crazy and they're saying, you do, 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 do. Stepping back, listening and saying, instead of just going into defense, this is a real way how to kill a whole hot button, is actually telling that person, you know what? You might have a point. Yeah, it could be true. And sometimes I say, you're right, and I'm sorry for that. And okay, I'm sorry, we shouldn't or couldn't or whatever it is. And you will see the energy of that person change immediately. Because many times when they come for me, because they said I said something or I did something, and then I think about it and I go into defense. But when I think about it, I go like, they probably have a point. Might be true.
If they're thinking it, there's probably something, just taking ownership of it. There's probably something that I said that could have been misunderstood or misrepresented. So I can see there's truth in that, and that's okay. I can see that there could be truth in that. And it actually frees you to think more neutrally about a situation.
Totally.
You say, oh, okay. Yeah. I see you could have a point there. All right. I think when you also can, I love what in that training, when that woman just kind of raised her hand and said, I'm sorry, this might come across the wrong way.
Okay, what is your hot button now is your dog is barking. How do you deal with this? Listen.
I'm trying to be a professional woman here and I keep having scratchies, squeakies, barkies. I mean, I swear. What?
So that's good for you, Kaz. This is good to practice your hot button. But, you know, again, for me, what works now is sometimes when the couple things that I have in my life where I feel like this is a hot button for me, sometimes I just step back, listen to it, okay, analyze it. And sometimes I don't step back and say, yeah, you're probably right. Even though I didn't mean it that way, I do apologize or I think I'm sorry. Or I have to tell you this, I totally do not agree.
Yeah.
This is absolutely not true. And still, you got to be able to say that without anger and listen to the people and know where it comes from. And you will understand it way better than that. What did you do with your dog?
Well, now I want to know. I put Mac outside and now he's scratching and trying to come in.
That's fine.
You know, I thought this was a great idea. My friend Megan's niece, Lexi, was getting married. And they have, you know, the game Jenga? With all the
wood pieces. Yeah, with the
blocks. So they had all the wood pieces there, and you would write a word of advice on one of those pieces. So when they were playing it, they would pull it out and they'd have some sort of marital advice. I thought it was cute because it's something that actually you might look at again, because oftentimes your wedding things you don't ever look at again, like a book or something.
Totally.
Anyway, I couldn't really think of something off the top of my head. And I just, the thing that came to me was everything seems better after a few deep breaths. That was my advice. Just taking a second, and I see Brian do it all the time. Brian is very good at taking a deep breath and biting his tongue. And I just, he absorbs it and goes. And sometimes I'm like this, like looking at him like, what do you got to say for yourself? And it is very hard to continue conflict with somebody who is very calm. And you might be saying, oh, well, why do I have to be the calm one? And why do I have to be the centered one? Well, why not? Why not be the person who can diffuse anger? Because you're ultimately the one who will benefit from it. You're taking the higher road. You're having to stretch yourself, but you're also the one who gets the benefits for it. So why not take that initiative to say, okay, I'm going to be the one to, when I notice when I'm triggered and when I'm upset, I have it with my kids, when I'm asking them to do things for me and I feel disrespected because I keep telling them, hey, turn that off and you need to do this, this, and this. And I'm kind of like, I drove for 4 hours for you and your friends and picking you up and dropping you off. And I just want you to do what I ask. I mean, it's not even hard things, like play your instruments. And I'll have that conversation with them. Hey, I'm sorry that I got upset. This is the reason why I got upset, because I understand that this is a hot button for me. I just had this conversation with my kids like 2 months
ago. Yeah.
This is a hot button for me. As a parent, I feel that I do a lot for you. And so when you don't do the simple things that I ask, I feel disrespected. And that's a hot button. And I'm sorry, because I take ownership in how I responded and how I reacted. And I'm not proud of that. However, the truth remains of I'm asking you to do something and you're not doing it. And just opening up that conversation really has helped our household now that we're dealing with teenagers. And you just barely were in the car doing the mom thing. Remember, you were like, I am being a great mom. You were not babysitting, you were watching your nieces for your sister and having to take the mom role.
I mean, and they didn't need me at all. I mean, they're 19 and 17 years old. So, but it was fun to have some time with my nieces and they're spending time. They did not like my healthy food cooking. They go like, we like it that you're here, but that food is horrible.
Yeah, please stop.
You're going to learn to eat mashed sweet potatoes. I mean, that's fantastic, mashed sweet potato.
Yes.
Stuff like that, they were not having it. I got a question for you, little Betsy. What is your hot button with me? Light and airy.
Yeah. I know hot button is, I've already talked to you about it. I try not to let things fester and be, I don't like to have resentment for people. But, you know, when we're doing an event and I might be talking and like in the middle of it, you'll just make a joke. And I'm like, I would never dare to do that to you. I'd look at even my pockets like,
I don't do that.
Never.
What did I do that?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, like, you'll go, ha, so funny. And I said, I told you, I said that's not funny. But it really, I think that you and I have been so good with communication with each other, because then nothing is really actually a hot button.
There's nothing real. I was thinking about what is my hot button with Cass? Something that she does that would really make me nothing.
That's so nice. I have some things I could tell you. No, this is what I mean. Like I think that you and I have always had really respectful communication, because for example, remember when I wasn't so nice to the customer service person because they weren't so nice to me. Right. And so I felt justified to be almost rude to them because they were rude to me, which isn't the right way to be. And you said, you know what? We're a team. And I don't like if my teammate is somebody who I feel would talk down to somebody, because I think that is, even if you felt that they deserved it, you being short with them and getting off the phone fast, I mean, that's not a great representation
and of course,
you or us as a team, you know?
I never heard how she spoke and what she said, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, once in a while, we just got to let off some steam as well.
Yeah, but my point in bringing that up is what could be something, like if you called attention to me on it, and it was good. It was good because I was kind of like, that wasn't me showing up in my nicest way or in the most professional way or in the most kind way. So I wouldn't think I wouldn't even say that it would be necessarily a hot button with you and I. It's something that you were like, hey, as a team, that's not a good representation of us. Totally. If we're going to be doing this, this, and this, then that's something you want to think of. And I was so grateful for it. And I think that's one of our strengths is strengthening each other. And just saying, hey, like there was something that we had in Asia recently. And I said, hey, I think that when you do that, it might be coming off a different way than you're intending. And you were like, really? I don't really think so. And I said, well, I'm not sure. However, I think it might be, what you're saying might be received in a different way. So just
be careful
of it. I mean, but we're so able to have that honest conversation with each other. And I think it's really helped us to grow.
And when you're home doing nothing, you won't have a lot of problems like that. But when you travel all the time, like us, it's once in a while, it just, you know, you get stuck in your habits of your life and then you meet new people and that habit comes off as this and that habit comes off as that. It's very difficult for us. And we've learned so much about being so neutral in everything because we know when we're not neutral, we might be happy for other people, but offending others. So neutral is sometimes the best way. And we have to be so neutral all the time. But
like when I kick my feet up on, it's very natural for me to kick my feet up on things. And you're like, that is not good here. People don't do that here. And so, especially when we started working together, I mean, just as all American as can be, which is not a bad thing, but when you work within the world, you cannot be all American. You need to be universal and you've been a great example of that because you worked in so many different countries way before I did. And so you didn't let it become a hot button. No. You said, hey, actually in Europe, people putting their feet up on the seat doesn't
But you work. Know what the cool thing is? Years from now, you'll be sitting at a table with the family. We maybe not be traveling that much anymore. And they will be talking about stuff. And you'll be saying, you know, when I used to travel to Japan, you were not able to do that and that. And when you went there, it was very custom to do this and that. It's just beautiful to have all these different stories and all these different cultures and fantastic.
There's been amazing things. I was just in Indonesia and like the bathroom that they had at the gym that I was teaching at was, it wasn't a toilet that you sat on. It was a toilet seat that you stood on.
Oh yeah, French toilet. And yeah, it's called a French toilet. And you have
two steps
where you stand on and you just squat down and there's a hole.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had a really bad stomach ache that day, like a travel tummy. And I said, this
I cannot get it in that hole. It's just going to splatter
over. No, I can't do that here. I cannot do that here. And understanding that that is not a wrong way. That is a different way.
Yeah.
And I do think that that all ties in with hot buttons because when you realize that everybody is coming from their own set of rules that they learn from their culture growing up, it is not a wrong way, it's a different way, and it helps you really broaden your view that just as entitled as you are to your opinion, they are entitled to their opinion, and understanding that that is okay will make you so much more happy because you don't have to, you have a more broad view of how the world works.
So we want you to think about those steps. Whatever is your hot button, when it happens again, stop first. Don't go in overdrive. Think where it's coming from. Listen to what they're saying. So stop, think, listen to what they're saying, affirm, and then speak up. Maybe it's because you want to speak up because you want to totally tell them that you do not agree. Or sometimes it's good to speak up and say, hey, look, you might have a point. I get where you're coming from. I don't agree 100%, but I can understand it. And maybe it is true that something went wrong. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope to see you soon. And don't forget to rate our podcast. Give us 5 stars, please.
But rating and subscribing really helps us to get seen on the podcast world, and we'll help with sponsors and all that stuff. And we just really would appreciate it. So rate and subscribe. Guess what? You need to come back and see me. How long has it been since I've seen you? It's been too long.
It's been too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Rock on.
Rock on. Okay, everybody, big kiss. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye. Cass and Steve. Cass and Steve.